And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 22nd of October, 2009. 1964, on this day, Jean-Paul Sartre declined the Nobel Prize for Literature, the first person in history to voluntarily and unrelentingly refuse a Nobel Prize. He had announced in advance he didn't want to get the prize. When he learned he was being considered for it, he wrote to the Nobel Institute asking that his name be removed from the list, but the Swedish Academy had made up their mind, so they gave him the prize anyway, and they said that even if he didn't collect the money, the prize was $53,000 back then, it's now about $1 million, even if he didn't collect the money, he would still be a Nobel laureate. Sartre came out with a statement saying that he always turned down official distinctions. He said a writer must refuse to allow himself to be transformed into an institution. He'd previously turned down the French Legion of Honor. He'd turned down a tenured teaching position at a college in France, and he stuck to it, and he never collected the money. And it's the 90th birthday of a woman who won and accepted the Nobel Prize for Literature 2 years ago, Doris Lessing, born in 1919 in Kermanshah, Persia, now Iran, author of many novels, including The Golden Notebook and The Sweetest Dream. Her father was a former captain in the British Army, lost a leg in World War I. He moved the family to southern Rhodesia with the idea that he'd get rich by growing tobacco, prospecting for gold, which didn't pan out, and the family lived a hard life, mud and thatch house, sleeping under mosquito nets. Her father often stood outside for hours, shaking his fist at the sky, shouting that everyone in Africa was mad, as Doris Lessing's mother played Chopin on their piano. And from down the hill, she could hear people playing tom-toms in the village. She emigrated to England after World War II, by which time she was a divorced, single mother, struggling to establish herself as a writer. But, Doris Lessing said, I had sticking power, which is just as important as literary talent. I just got on with the work. And I think there are such things as writing animals. I simply have to write. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled The Speaker. The speaker points out that we don't really have much of a grasp of things, not only the big things, the important questions, but the small, everyday things. How many steps up to your front door? What kind of tree grows in your backyard? What is the name of your district representative? What is your wife's shoe size? Can you tell me the color of your sweetheart's eyes? Do you remember where you parked the car? The evidence is overwhelming. Most of us never truly experience life. We drift through life in a daydream, missing the true richness and joy that life has to offer. When the speaker has finished, we gather around to sing a few inspirational songs. You and I stand at the back of the group and hum along, since we have forgotten most of the words. The Speaker, poem by Lewis Jenkins, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.